Earlier this week, we spoke with Silicon Valley entrepreneur Tim Draper about his ballot drive to break California up into 6 states. Draper told us he grew up in California, but he thinks it's declined since then.
K-12 schools have gone from first in the nation to 47th in the nation. As a place to do business, we've gone from the best place to do business to literally the worst, 50th out of 50. And we have the most people below the poverty line. Almost 20% of the people in California live below the poverty line. Government has gone very much downhill. We're not getting the best service for our money.
So Draper wants to split the state into 6 states, and he says he has the signatures to put the issue on the ballot in 2016. Opponents of the idea have organized a group called One California. It's led by Joe Redotta, who advised California Republican governors Arnold Schwarzenegger and Pete Wilson, and Steve Maviglio, who was the press secretary for former California Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Steve Maviglio joins us now from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, why do you say California should stay as One California and not 6 as Tim Draper wants to happen?
Well, you know, Mr. Draper is a very smart man, and he's right. The state has a lot of challenges. But unfortunately, there's no nexus whatsoever between his idea to break up the state and solving some of those challenges.
Well, he says that one of the things that having 6 Californias would do is it would make the people feel a little closer to their governments because there would be 6 state governments instead of just one.
Well, I served in the New Hampshire legislature myself for 6 years, and I can tell you the same complaints that he has about California state government can be heard in a state where there's 400 members of the state house there. If you have problems with government, the size of it is not going to make a difference. He cited that California was rated the worst managed state. The 4th worst rated state is Rhode Island, the smallest of all our states. So again, there's just no connection between this idea and actually solving the state's challenges.
So why do you think then that more than 1 million people have signed on to this idea?
Well, I think it just proves what's wrong with the initiative system in California, that somebody with an unlimited checkbook can get you to sign about anything. Here in California, people stand in front of the targets and get paid by their signatures. In this particular case, he set the record, almost $3 per signature. And as you noted the other day, there were many cases of election fraud, people with petitions over the other one to raise or not raise the gas tax, for example, to lure people to sign this. So at the end of the day, I think a lot of people were hoodwinked, and we filed a complaint with the Secretary of State to investigate that.
Well, do you think that California is managed well right now in its current state?
Well, you know, I was listening to Mr. Draper talk about how 40 years ago, how great the state was. And the last time I checked, we're pretty much the same size, adding a few more million people. So it's not a function of the size. We fortunately have a governor who is actually addressing some of the concerns he's talking about. So he sees the glass half empty. I see it half full. And finally, we have some politicians here in Sacramento that are turning the state around.
So you don't see any decline going on?
Well, certainly. There are challenges the state faces, whether it's education or many other things, pensions. We've got problems, and so does every other state in the union. This, unfortunately, doesn't address any of those things. It's just an idea by someone who has a lot of money to put on the ballot.
What about the idea that California, which has a huge population, only has the same 2 senators that any other state has, just like Rhode Island or Wyoming? It's just got 2 U.S. senators, that its influence in Washington is smaller than it should be based on the size of the state, that maybe splitting up into 6 would give Californians more of a voice in the Capitol.
Well, I think that was a vexing problem in 1776 with the senators from New York and the senators from Delaware to be. Many states feel like they didn't get equal representation as they should. The practical reality is that the United States Senate and the House of Representatives would both have to approve this if it were passed, and that's not going to happen. There's no interest whatsoever in Washington, D.C. for adding 10 more United States senators. I mean, look how long it's taken Washington to try to get one House seat.
But do you think that it's fair that California only has 2 senators?
I think that's the way our system is set up, and we have the largest delegation, which would now be cut up into 6. So therefore, the people who now live in the state would have their clout even reduced more. And we also have the majority leader in the House right now, and Nancy Pelosi. We have Senator Feinstein and Boxer, who have a lot of seniority. We have a lot of clout right now, and this would diminish that automatically.
What about the other argument that Tim Draper was making about that, about the job of being a senator for California, which is it's very hard to represent all those views?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But I think in many ways our state is better for that. When you have the kind of force that those senators have because of the size of our state, because our delegation is so big, that makes waves in Washington when they stick together.
So where do you see this going? Just nowhere?
Well, you know, if there was a tax on political stupidity, this probably would balance the national debt. I mean, it's going nowhere. It's going to lose at the polls. It's not ever going to pass Congress. But what it's doing, though, is actually damaging the California brand. When you hear Tim Draper talk about his measure, he starts off with a 5-minute riff about how bad California is. That doesn't create jobs. That doesn't get people to move here. That doesn't increase economic activity. It tears the state down. And then there's the other practical things that will never happen, like imagine coming up with new 6 state birds and state flowers and all those crazy things. And so how this somehow could create less bureaucracy rather than more, I can't fathom that, because having 600 more politicians and lieutenant governors and different levels of counties and all kinds of crazy stuff, it's going to be a massive bureaucracy and a $1 trillion cost to it. You know, one of the things he doesn't like to talk about is the income inequity this would cause in our state. We have, as you heard on your program recently from a farmer, a very poor part of our state, the Central Valley. They need water from the rest of the state. What if the northern part of the state decided to shut them off? They'd fall further back in poverty levels and so forth. Same way, vice versa. What if the Central Valley decided it wanted to export its food not to some of the other states, but to other states in other directions? We'd be in trouble. So we're mutually dependent here, and I think diversity of the state is really its strength.
Well, and Tim Draper would say that if you were to make Central California its own state, it would boost the economy of the region because the government would be more responsive to the voters.
Well, if you look at education spending, which is the biggest part of the California state budget, the rest of the state actually subsidizes the Central Valley in many ways because they can't raise that kind of money they need to educate their children there. If you erase that and you make the people in the Central Valley pay, quote, full price for their price of education, I don't think that would move that region up the needle economically at all. Plus, you have the issue of our university system. Suddenly, many parts of the state would have to be paying out-of-state tuition for their kids. In Jefferson, they have no UC campus. Suddenly, all those families that are getting the state rate would be paying $36,000 a year tuition. I don't think they'll be too happy about that.
If you're so sure that this isn't going to go anywhere, then why did you decide to get involved and form One California?
Well, you know, for many months, people just laughed this off and said it's silly. But you know what? Now it's going to be on the ballot. Now it's actually damaging our state's credibility. So we have formed a group to oppose it because we want to raise the questions about this and what it really means. You know, how it's going to impact everything from our state parks to our energy system, our water system, things where the state is together and has state plans, our pension system. We want to raise questions about the costs and the actual practicality of it. You know, it's nice to try to blow up the state, but you should really have a plan once you do that, what's going to happen with the rest of them.
Steve Baviglio is co-founder of the group One California. He's also with Forza Communications. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear our conversation with Tim Draper, go to hearandnow.org and let us know where you stand on splitting up California.